Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
I got to go with him. I got to follow after what he says. So I'm thankful for what God speaks to me, being able to hear his voice. And I just want to pray, and we're going to get into today's sermon. Amen. Heavenly Father, first of all, we come thanking you for this day, God, because this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dear God, we pray to God that you move tonight. Dear God, that as we worship, as we praised, dear God, and as we share your word, dear God, that as your word says, that miracles, signs, and wonders would follow, dear God. So we pray to God that your word would lead us, that your word would teach us, that your word would lead and guide us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let everybody say, amen. All right. Hallelujah. Today, as I was praying, I just really felt like light our pathway. It came to me, and the scripture actually came to me in Psalms 119, verse 105, and this is the theme scripture for today. That's Psalms 119, verse 105. And when I think about our pathway, we have a pathway in life, right? There's a pathway that we need to learn how to walk in life. And I don't know about you, but there's plenty of times where I am seeking God for direction to in the way that I should be walking. Not only the way that I walk. I mean, I'm thankful for the word that he gives us. But sometimes you have choices in life that you have to make. Right? Now, you know, my dad's a little older. He has a little more wisdom than I do. And one thing he says is, if you walk in a way, sometimes you just have to start walking, and then God will reveal to you, oh, no, don't do that. Come back. Let's do this. You know, so we have to be in tune. Like I said earlier, we have to be in tune with the voice of God to know the direction. Now, the great thing about God, somebody say the great thing. The great thing about God is he will light our pathway. Okay, this is what the scripture says. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's actually in the Christian Pledge of Allegiance, right? I will hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against God, or something like that. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Then it says, I will hide your word in my heart so I might not sin against God, right? Now, when you think about the light to our pathway, I don't know about you, but have you ever walked, and I know we all have, you ever walked in the dark and you ran into something, right? Maybe your lights are off at the house, you're the last thing to go, and somebody didn't put up a basketball or something like that, and you trip, right? Now, imagine you walking with just a little light so you can see your feet. What's going to happen? You won't trip. You won't fall, right? Now, you got a light on your feet, but also on a pathway. That makes a huge and a better difference, right? Because I don't know about you, when I was doing that cross-country trip, I was like, Lord, don't let my lights go off on these roads. Because look, I was in the middle of nowhere, right? I saw more deer. Probably it was 100-to-1 deer to the cars that I saw on the road that I was on. 100-to-1. So if I saw 5 cars, I might have saw 500 deer. Right? I'm serious. So I'm on this street and I'm like, Lord, don't let my lights go out. True story. I was nervous. First of all, because the deers, like, let's say this is the pathway. I got my lights on there, but the deers are kind of like almost on the street. So I'm like, Jesus, come on. And it's 2:00 in the morning at this time. So I'm weary from my journey. Right? And I'm just like, wow. Lord, just don't let. Just don't let my lights go out. And, you know, if there's deer, there's coyotes, there's other animals, you know. And as I went, I started being like, okay, if I do this trip next time, this is the things I had in my head. I'm just going to buy some extra headlights just in case, right? I'm like, I actually have a checklist for the next time we go on a road trip. I'm like, I'm going to get, now, you, I don't know about you guys. You guys might not know, my van doesn't have a spare tire. It has one of those donut, it's not a donut tire. It's one of those inflatables that you can drive only 100 miles. So I'm like, nope. I'm going to buy extra tires that are already packaged, right, with the wheel, the whole thing, and put them on the top of the car. So I'm ready just in case, right? This is preparation. But that was my first time going on a trip like that. So you learned a lot, right? What am I saying? Really, I came to the light. If I didn't have the light, there was no streetlights. And I would have been, somebody say it with me, lost. Lost. Now, guess what? Guess what? Let me take this back to our lives. There's many times where we are driving in our life, and if we don't have the word of God to light the pathway, we are driving in the dark. And when we are driving or walking in the darkness, guess what? Many things begin to happen. You fall to your own ways, right? You fall because you're not obeying God's word, right? This happens. And thank God for his grace, because I'm going to say this. All of us have failed before. All of us have failed in walking this path, but God has given us a grace, and not only has he given us a grace, he is praying on behalf of us so that we can get it right. But it's important that we hold to God's word, right? Guess what? I've been hearing lately, I don't know, there's been a couple of people that have said it, and some of them that said this, it came from people I wouldn't think would say this, but some people were like, hey, we have to conform the word to our current circumstances, right? I mean, the word got to get changed just a little bit so we can make it fit with what's, and I'm like, no, we don't. That means that they're guiding their pathway, not the word of God. Because God's word tells me that it is alive and well. His word is living and active. That's one thing that we can read and say that the Bible is not an old book. Okay? The dictionary is an old book, but people don't be thinking about the dictionary like that. I was thinking about an encyclopedia. Does anybody remember encyclopedias? We do. My kids will never know what an encyclopedia is because now we have Google, right? And Wikipedia, that's right. And most people now, they will go search that first before they search the word of God for answers in their life. And we as believers and Christians and followers of Christ must make sure that does not happen, because the word is going to lead us in the direction that God wants us to go. Now, we have many choices in life. Like I said, there's sometimes choices. Oh, should I go here or should I go there? One thing that we have to say is, okay, is this pleasing to God? And if I know his word, if I'm studying his word, then I know, okay, this can't be pleasing to God. I can't do that. Call him up. I can't do that. One time, I'll give a quick example. I was selling shoes. I used to sell Nike shoes, and I get them from, we had a Connect, quote unquote, in China or somewhere like that. And we were selling these shoes, and man, we were starting to make good money, me and Chamian. Then I started researching, and I saw on one website, it says, if you are buying shoes from China directly, they are not licensed to be sold in the United States, right? Then it said, but they let it go for blacks and Mexicans to sell them. Now, I was tripping when I seen this, right? I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm conflicted because I'm making money, right? We got a guy that wants to buy a whole kombucha, what do they call it? a whole bunch of shoes, right? He wants to buy a whole bundle of shoes, and we're going to walk away with some good money. And I called Chami, and I was like, bro, I don't feel well in my spirit about this, bro. I just read this. We got to stop selling the shoes. Now, Chamian, great guy, great brother, he said, man, just because you feel like that, we're going to stop selling the shoes. And we didn't look back. Never sold another shoe. People wanted to connect. We were like, we don't have it. We lost it, right? And we didn't lie, but we just said, no, we don't have it. We're not going to give it to you. Why? Because we didn't want to continue in that. Now, guess what? I could have let money be the guide to my path, or I could have let God be the guide and his word be the guide to my path. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When you are making money versus not making money, it makes it hard sometimes to say, oh, I'm going to put God's word above. But that really shows where your heart is at. I don't know about you, but there's been, and I'm only 34, still very young, right? But I think in your 30s, you kind of got a little grasp of what's going on in life. You know what to get into, what to not get into. You know about debt, how to pay it off and not get back into it, right? So we deal with money a lot more than we did when we were kids. But one thing I learned about money, and I learned this from God's word, I don't let it be my master. I will not let money change friendships in my life. I've actually lost a lot of money just because a friend or somebody said, hey, I thought you said it was this much. Or it was a misunderstanding. And I just say, don't worry about it. All right, you don't owe me nothing. You're good. Why do I do that? Because I know that money is going to come because if I do the right thing, God's going to honor me anyway. And the Bible says that he will look, if he watches over the sparrows, we heard a song, he surely watch over me. But the Bible says, even if he clothes the lilies in the field, how much more will he take care of you and me that he knows that we have needs? So we seek first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and then all these other things that we need will be added. Amen. Somebody say, light my pathway. We got to have God light our pathway. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. And these are just Proverbs or wise sayings. Come on. Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to read this whole chapter. It's not very long. And then, there we go. All right, it says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. All right? Now, God is wisdom. We gotta get that in our spirits. Okay? God is wisdom. His word is wisdom. You even see it in Proverbs. His words are like riches. Right? We must value God's word to the point we look at it as light. Now, guess what? Everything we do in life has something to do with light. Right? If you take away the sun, it's a problem. Not only does the sun give light, it also gives energy. Right? The sun, the heat from the sun keeps things from freezing. I heard that if the sun was a little bit closer, like maybe an inch closer, it would burn the world, right? If it's an inch farther, the earth would freeze to death, right? And this is just the sun that God created. That's just the biggest source of light, right? So then you take away all these lights that we have in the church building. It'd be pitch black. Take away all the lights on the earth. The crazy thing is, at nighttime in space, you can see the lights from space. Anybody ever seen those people in the astronauts? I was going to say people. But astronauts in outer space, and they look down at maybe the United States at nighttime, they can see all the lights from the cities. It's crazy. Because light is powerful. God is our light. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Amen. His word must be the light to our path. So we seek out his word. Verse 5 again says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Right? Then check this out. It says he guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. How many want God to guard our path? I pray every time we get in the car. I learned this from my parents. We pray, Lord, help us, protect us as we go. Keep us safe as we drive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And guess what? That's not always just safe from other people. That's safe from ourselves. Right? I have one brother that loves the speed. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Listen, I stopped speeding a long time ago, at least for now. I was like, man, look, it's not worth it for me to get any kind of tickets. I've went 120 miles per hour, and that was good for me. I did that on the way to Moses Lake when there's this highway. But that's it. Now I actually try to stay 67 on the freeway or 65, and I put it on cruise control. That way I can stay there, right? But we want God to guard our path. If his word is the light unto our path, not only is it the light, but it is the protection. How many of you know that many people will run at night with the light to protect themselves? Guys, ever seen that? Somebody had a light on their head just so cars won't run over them, right? And light keeps, most of the time, it'll keep animals away. Last night I was driving, doing some Uber deliveries, and there was a possum. And it's a big possum, but possums are ugly. I don't know if you got, listen, possums are ugly animals. So this possum sees the light and he's, it's like he backing up because he don't like the light. So in that sense, light is a protector. God's word is a protector for the direction that we're going in our life. And I don't know about you, but we have to make sure as we go through life that we say, God, let your word lead me. That means we have to hop into his word. Amen. And this is not I don't want people to think I'm banging them on the head over this message. This is just so we know how to make sure we are going in the right direction. There's going to be choices. There's going to be things that happen in life, and we have to let God's word guide us because it's going to protect us. It says verse 9, then you will understand righteousness and justice after you have been in his word, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. What is discretion? Anybody know? Yep. Being careful and knowing the difference. If I have discretion, I'm not just going to do anything. Right? Now, I mean, we live in a world, man, where the Bible talks about it, they are inventors of sin. Right? There's a new drug that comes out every month. Right? I don't know about every month, but a new drug comes out. And some of these drugs are getting worse and worse. Some of them will eat your body alive after you take them. Right? So people are trying different things, doing a whole bunch of things in life. But if you don't have discretion and say, that's something I shouldn't do. Not just personally, but if you have a spiritual discretion, you'd be like, nah, God's not pleased with that. I just heard that in somewhere on a in the West Coast, they just started heroin. What is it? Safe. Let's say this correctly, right? Heroin safe injection sites. Now, first of all, heroin is not safe. See how the enemy works? Oh, there's people that are on drugs, and let's just give them a place to, hey, we already know this is going to happen. Hey, listen, can I say this? They're going to begin to do that with all kind of drugs. Why? Because in the last days, men's hearts will get desperately wicked. They're going to find somebody that is going to please their ears. Right? And people want this stuff. I don't know why people want it, but I know it's the plan of the enemy. Because if the enemy can keep you drugged, right, he has control over you. Did you guys know that? Because now you are under the influence of a spirit that is not the spirit of God. So even people that are like, oh, cannabis and weed, there's nothing wrong with it. No, yeah, there is something wrong with it. Because now you are under the influence of something that you shouldn't be under. Guess what? How do I know that? Because you can't smoke weed and drive. Can't drink and drive. Right? These things are hurting people. And guess what it does to their discretion? It throws it out the window. There's a drug, Dank, and I don't know if you guys know about all that, but so with embalming fluids, when people did those kind of drugs, I remember talking to a pastor, a youth pastor back in the day, when they were addicted to that drug and when they took it, they would do whatever they thought. So if I think I'm going to go punch that person in the face, I'm going to do it. Guess what? They lost all discretion. They lost control of being able to control themselves. That's what that drug did. And unfortunately, I've seen drugs like that mess people's minds up to the point you're like, man, what happened? That drug stole their identity, stole their mind. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon. But it says, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from these who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Now you see how that the Bible talks about light our path, but then it says there's going to be people that leave the path of the light to walk in darkness. It says, and when they walk in darkness, they rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked. Says, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from immoral woman. All right. So those people are crooked in their paths. But if we walk in wisdom, it will deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. Does that sound like light to you? No. None who go to her, none who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Amen. So wisdom and the word of God, walking in the path of righteousness, will keep you from wickedness and even things that look good that are not good. Right? This is why if people, even men, are having problems with pornography, you cannot beat it in your own strength. You have to let the word of God lead you. You have to start putting the word of God in front of you, viewing God's word. Amen? Now, it's very important that you do that, because what the enemy is doing is he's trying to deteriorate your life, right? With just one thing. Now, guess what? People think, oh, pornography is not that bad, but did you guys know that every serial killer is a victim of watching pornography? You guys ever, we don't put those together, right? But if you are willing to mistreat somebody one way, who's to tell how much you're going to mistreat somebody else another way, right? It is planting seeds into your spirit. That's why we say, God, light our pathways. Most of the time you do those type of things, it's in the dark, right? It's sneaky. Oh, I hope nobody finds out. Da-da-da. Guess what? God is watching. Amen? God is there. And if he's watching and you're doing that, he's grieved. You hurt his heart. So that's why we must say, God, let your word lead me. When that kind of thing comes up, your word says that you will provide a way of escape for me. Amen? So that I cannot walk in the darkness. Now I am speaking your word. Now, Lord, light the pathway so I can walk away from this thing. We got to believe this. Christians have to believe this. Unfortunately, Christians are the ones, I heard that when they have Christian conferences and they're in hotels, they say their pornography rating is high up to the roof. Christians. And I'm just going to put it in parentheses because I don't know. I believe people struggle like that. Don't get me wrong. But there's a difference between struggle and willingly sinning. I was writing a song yesterday while I was driving. And I don't actually write it. I just keep rapping things until I'm like, oh, I like that line. Okay, let me stop sign or my next stop. I'm going to write it down, okay? But one of the theme of this song, it says, watch out for the trap. The trap. The trap. The trap. Escape from the trap. The trap, right? The trap. Now, what is the trap? I'm going to break it down through the song that the trap is actually just being comfortable with sin. Okay? Some people will sin and repent. Cry out to God. Matter of fact, we saw David do it, right? David almost got comfortable with sin until the prophet, I think it was Nathan, came to him and said, bro, he gave him a story of a lamb, and somebody stole the lamb. They had a whole bunch of lambs, but they stole a lamb from somebody else, and they slaughtered the person that had the lamb. And the king rose up, King David, and said, that man should be killed. And Nathan said, that's you. When you slept with Bathsheba and you killed her husband, right? Now, David was comfortable until that moment. He thought nobody would find out. He thought he was slick. Walking in his own pathway, not lit. You know, everybody's saying lit. Oh, yeah, it's lit, it's lit. Well, guess what? You need a light for it to be lit. We want to have a lit life as Christians, then we got to let the word of God light our pathway. But David said, hey, that man should be killed. And Nathan said, that was you. So you deserve death. But God, because David had a repentant heart, and the Bible says that he had a heart after God, God spared his life. But he killed the child. Now, when David heard that, he fasted and wept and mourned and said, God, save this child, right? But God didn't do it. Because it was a lesson. There's nowhere in the Bible that you will see that Bathsheba was listed as David's wife. Every time you see in the Bible, it says the wife of, what's his name? Uriah. Look it up. The wife of Uriah. It always says that just so David realizes it wasn't his. And through that lineage, Jesus came. Crazy. But what we see is he got comfortable with sin and then he had to get rid of that. We cannot get comfortable in sin. The more we get comfortable with sin, the darker it gets. We got to let God light our pathway. Amen. I'm going to read Psalms chapter 1 and we're going to get out of here. It says, blessed is the man, and my dad just read this, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Okay? So what that says, first of all, is you cannot get your wisdom from the world in spiritual things. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't learn how to do math from somebody that's not a Christian. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't learn how to build cars from somebody that's not a Christian, all right? We are talking about your spiritual counsel, your direction in life. You cannot get that from somebody that doesn't know God. Because when they don't know God, they're going to come up with their own philosophies, with their own ways. It says, do not walk in the counsel. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path. Uh-oh, we remember we talking about past. We keep seeing it, right? Nor stand in the path of sinners. There's two paths. The light and the darkness. We have to walk the light, the lit path. Amen. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. What is scornful? I'm going to look it up just so I could get a good definition of scornful. But we cannot say what? I'm pretty sure it has something to do with it, but it says scornful is a feeling or expressing of contempt or derision. So when I look at that, contempt, hatred, okay? Can't walk or sit with those that are hating or haters. Okay? Verse 2 says, but if you want to have righteousness, you want to have wisdom, but your delight must be in the law of the Lord. And in his laws, you must meditate day and night. In his word, we must meditate day and night so we know what it is. So when people come with the counsel of the ungodly, we can say, no, I don't stand for that. When people start walking on the pathway of sinners, nah, that's not what God put me here for. I got a funny story that I'm going to share real quick. Yes, Thursday, I was playing basketball, and I got a couple of the people. We were playing against some of the kids or some of the people I went to school with at O'Day. I was playing against Anthony Powell, Dominic Dixon, Malcolm Baber, one of their friends, Nick. He didn't go to O'Day, but I knew him from growing up. And then Dominic's little brother, Edwin, and Lonzel. So we're playing, and man, first of all, the refs, oh man, refs sometimes they can mess this stuff up, okay? So it was messed up. But they called a foul, and they said Anthony fouled me, and I'm at the free throw line, and right before I shoot it, Dominic Dixon, he's arguing with the ref. He's like, man, that's not a foul. Marquise, you know that wasn't a foul. Then right before I shoot, he says, you can't even lie, right? So I missed the free throw because I'm laughing. But the funny thing is he said that because he knew my character, okay? These are people that I went to school with. This is 20 years ago. We were in school. Yeah, 20 years ago. I was in high school with these guys. And because of the way that I live my life, and of course they see me on Facebook, they know what I'm about. He said that everybody laughed But they know it was true. Now, that doesn't mean I can't really lie, right? Because I could lie, but I don't want to. I want my witness to be impactful, right? Now, what happens and how did I get that? I got that because I wanted to walk in the pathway of righteousness. Now, that does not mean that I am perfect, right? I want to be a man after God's own heart. That's the goal. If David can get it, I know more people can get it, right? But I'm like, God, help me. If I mess up, I pray this prayer many times. Forgive me of the stuff that I haven't did and the things that I did do that offended you, God. And let me know what it is so I don't do it anymore. Amen? But that only comes from if the word of God is in me and I want to please God. The more I read God's word, the more I know who God is. Amen? It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the righteous person, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And this is what happens to somebody that is in God's word. Whatever they do shall prosper. Okay? Now, somebody will read that and be like, well, what if the righteous person doesn't have a lot in this world? I always say that prospering doesn't always just mean money. The Bible says, be in good health even as your soul prospers, right? Your prosperity in God does not always have to be monetarily. Doesn't have to be a house, a car, or the way that this world continue, or this world's wise counsel says you are prosperous. It doesn't have to be that. Your prosperity is in knowing God. That's the richest thing that you can have. Amen? In a world like with all the stuff that happened on with the shooting, how can people continue to live happy? Did it grieve us? Of course it did. But because I have Jesus, I can continue to have joy in my life. Now, I'm going to pray and mourn with those that mourn. Amen? Because that's what the word commands us to do. But we're also going to pray that God moves. Because I don't know about you, when people see things like that, they think life is worthless, hopeless. There is no hope. But guess what? We have a hope. Man, that's in Christ Jesus. Amen? So it says, whatever we shall do, we'll prosper. Verse 4 says, the ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff with which the wind drives away. They are just like little things that are being blown everywhere when they don't have the wisdom of God. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. Why? Because he's light in it. Right? But the way of the ungodly shall perish. So our prayer today is, God, help us follow your word so we know the direction that we should go. Help us follow your word so we can be the righteous. Amen. And we are accredited, which means given righteousness by just accepting his son. But as we continue in righteousness, we must follow his word. Amen. Lord, light our pathway. God, I just thank you, God, for your word. Thank you to God for what you spoke to me and everyone that is going to hear this. I pray to God that we would walk in the light, that we would be children of the light. To God, that we would stay in your word. That your word would speak to us, that your word would revive us, that your word will give us strength and light our pathway so that we could do everything that you've called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If that was impactful to you, go ahead and say.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.